Janet's story. The heat of summer still lingered in the brick sidewalk, though it was now September. It's early evening, and it's still warm. A Sunday. The night people take their garbage and recycling bins to the curb. Janet had just walked hers up the driveway and paused on the sidewalk to allow me to walk past. So I said hello, and we got talking. She wore a top printed with smiling suns and smiling sunflowers. Was so cheerful, I commented on it. Oh, she said, tugging at the sunflowers. This was a gift from my girlfriend. She gave me 3 of them. Her outfit was comfortable, sweatpants, a cardigan, her hair held in a scarf. I learned that she was a caregiver for an elderly woman that lived in the brick house set back from the road. Her husband died recently, she told me, and she looked sad for the woman. Looking to continue the conversation with this empathetic woman, I asked, "Do you go home every night or stay overnight?" "Oh no, I stay," she said, "but just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I just started. They had to fire the person before me because she was stealing." I raised my eyes and looked up at her. She was tall. I'm short. She was actually writing checks from Mrs. Lacuna's checkbook. Her eyes were wide with disbelief. "You know, I don't understand that. I'm 67 years old and I have never stolen a thing in my life, and I've worked for some billionaires." I loved that she shared her disgust at this moral failing with me. Another little insight into Janet. "It makes us good with God not stealing," I said. "That's right," she agreed. And that got us talking about the evils of stealing and religions and her baptism back in Honduras, where she was born. And then the conversation turned to her mother, who had died the previous summer, and to her family. So we talked about her many siblings and her kids and her grandkids now spread across the country, some working, some in college, and the job she had at McLean Hospital for 30 years. And we got back to talking about her mom. Janet told me that she was good with her mom because she did right by her and she had nothing to feel guilty about. "You know, people aren't good when they feel guilty. But I did what my mom wanted. I took care of her." She might have been recognizing that her siblings were not good with her mom. Or maybe it was a friend, or maybe the patients she cared for at McLean, a psychiatric hospital. She may have intuitively understood that I was not so good with my mom when she died, though we never spoke about her. She may have simply been sharing her wisdom that the deaths of our loved ones can leave unfinished business. Then she told me a story about the day before her mother died. It was a Sunday, and I was giving her a shower. And in the shower, my mom, she was sitting on the shower seat. She took my 2 hands in hers, and she looked me right in the eye and said, "Janet, I want you to promise me something. You have always worked so hard to care for everyone else and raise your kids and take care of me. I want you to promise that you will take care of yourself because I'm leaving soon." How prescient. Janet was very matter-of-fact in telling the story. Her mom died the next day, a Monday, at 2:19 in the afternoon. And because in the story her mother wanted Janet to take care of herself, I asked, "So, are you taking care of yourself?" She looked a little wistful and gestured with her chin toward the brick house. "I'm working," she said, and I could not read if that meant she was taking care of herself. Earlier, she had told me she loves her work, so I leaned closer to her and I said, "You told me you love this work. You love to care for others." And she looked back and she smiled and she said, "I do." And then she described what she does, which included bringing tea to Mrs. Lacuna in bed in the mornings, straightening out her drawers so they looked nice, and sometimes it included cleaning up poop in the bed, subtly, so Mrs. Lacuna did not notice, so the soiling remained a secret. My mother only wanted me to take care of her, Janet told me again. My mother used to tell me, Janet, you are really good at your job. As we said goodbye, Janet invited me to ring the doorbell anytime and visit her. And when we parted, we hugged. I think of her often. I tell people about meeting this woman with smiling sunflowers on her top, and I think we are both left with that warm feeling from this brief conversation on the side of the street on a Sunday evening beside the trash cans.